Yes, today I'm honored to be once again to be joined by WNBA legend, Basketball Hall of Famer, Big Three head coach, Nancy Lieberman. Nancy, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's the day look like for you?
Kind of easy day before this interview. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I have to start off the interview by saying congratulations on your foundation. You guys raised $1.1 million at the Dream Ball Gala. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. That's a lot because, you know, we turn around and we give that to underserved communities and we send, you know, high school seniors to college. And we just, we do everything that we possibly can, you know, to help young student athletes, dream courts, everything from, you know, iPads to any of those opportunities.
Yes, from the beginning of the charity, the foundation itself, tell us about the growth for you personally of your foundation. It must have grown since you created it.
Well, thank you. You know, I was a byproduct of, you know, what my foundation does. You know, I was an underserved kid growing up in New York. And so, you know, there was so much that I did not have. So for me, it gives me a chance to understand what kids are feeling, young people are feeling, because I know I lived it. And it's not me just waking up one day and saying, you know, you've done well, let me see what I can do. I mean, I totally get it. So that's where I am with that. I just want to make sure that, you know, people know that, you know, there's folks out there that care and that want to help them. And that's me. I want to be part of the change of what's going on in our country for young people. We, you know, we also have, you know, racial social justice lecture series.
Right.
And we do that. We go to HBCUs, we go to high schools so we can talk to kids and see what they're thinking and feeling. We don't want to just, you know, be people that literally, you know, tells other people what to do.
Right.
We want to hear what they're saying because that's really important. People want to be heard. They want to take in good information, but, you know, we, more importantly, you know, we want to make sure that kids know that they have something to offer and we want to know what's on their mind and what's on their heart. It's very important to us.
Yes, and you're doing a phenomenal job because all someone really, really needs maybe is like a little motivation, a little push to go a long way. You never know.
Yeah, they do. I mean, there's so much positivity going on, you know, for young people. You know, they might not even know that sky's the limit for them. You know,
right.
They will be able to be what they want in life. But, you know, life is about, you know, duality. It's about understanding you have to, you know, just don't go around with your hand out.
Right.
We want, you know, what is it biblically? You know, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. We want to not only help people, but we want to teach and mentor and build confidence and self-esteem. And, you know, we do this through our programming.
Right.
And we're hands-on. And it makes me feel good that we can help.
Yes, ma'am. Phenomenal job. Congratulations once again. You're being honored by Old Dominion. We have a statue out front. Congratulations on that, Nancy.
Crazy, isn't it? I mean,
that
whole
work.
Statue.
That's a hard work.
Well, it's, you know, that statue that's going up November 5th is going to be for every student athlete that ever played at Old Dominion, male or female, basketball team, soccer team, sailing team, you know, lacrosse team. It's for any athlete that's put it on the line and worked real hard, you know, to have an opportunity to represent, you know, the university. So
right.
I'm proud. It's super cool that, you know, they're changing the name of the street.
Yes.
I find it to be fascinating. And then we're with our friends at Pepsi. They're going to be able to, we have another dream court being built right by a school at the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Okay.
And that's that'll be our 116th dream court that's opened around the country.
That's great. That is awesome. That is awesome.
It's a blessing.
And you put up 18 points per game over before your career at Old Dominion. You were putting in work, Nancy.
No, that was half a game. We were kicking people's behind.
Wow.
I mean, Old Dominion, I'm so proud of everybody at Old Dominion. But I will tell you this. If I played 27, 28 minutes a game,
right,
I'd be surprised, because we were women's basketball before Tennessee and UConn and, Stanford and, South Carolina. I mean, everybody wanted to model their program, after us.
Right.
And that says a lot. So for us to be able to set the standards, for what people should expect, playing in front of sellout crowds and, being on national TV, we were like America's team.
Right.
It was really pretty cool back then. And now, a lot of these young people, they don't have to break the barrier. All they have to do is play the game.
Right.
The barriers have been broken, and you have a WNBA. You have, in the 50-year anniversary of Title IX, you have gender equality. You have scholarships. You have people that are fighting the fight for you, and I really appreciate everybody who has fought so hard.
Right.
To give today's generation, both men and women, matter of fact, to give both generations the opportunity to be what they want to be.
I love the way you give everyone their credit, and you're such a humble person. You're doing so much. You're just a genuine person. I love always having a conversation with you.
Say that again?
I say you're such a humble person. You're doing so much. You always give everybody else their credit when it's due, but you're doing so much yourself.
Well, I think when you're playing and you have to have a little bit of that swag and that confidence, and some of it is a little BS. I'm beyond that phase of my career. I did what I did. As you all know, Ali was such a inspiration for me, teaching me how to be an everyday champion. And the cool thing about Muhammad Ali, and I met him at 19, and he just taught me, he taught me to be confident. He taught me to be an everyday champion. But he also taught me about racism. And he talked to me about, people that, are really marginalized in life. And he told me to use my platform to do good. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm just using my ability to reach people, and people trust me. And I respect and really love the fact that people do trust me. And I want to help people. I mean, that's my goal in life. My goal in life is not to have, a lot of stuff. My goal in life is to help other people. It's never going to be perfect equality. It's just the way it is. Kobe would say it. LeBron would say it. If you ask Michael Jordan or any of these amazing athletes, Patrick Mahomes, hey, give up half your contract to somebody else, they'd be like, no, they don't work as hard as me.
Right.
And if somebody is sitting on their behind or waltzing in at 3, 4, 5 in the morning after being out in a club or, whatever, no. I mean, those guys are like, I bust my butt all the time. No, I don't think somebody's – now, do I think people that work hard, we should be there together in lockstep helping somebody not only get a job, but being sustainable at a job. Don't set people up for failure. Set them up for success. And that's what I want to try to the best of my ability to do, is to help set people up for success. But also I want people – to also have accountability and responsibility.
Right.
And not just have a hand out, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I was poor. I know what it's like not to have. It sucks sometimes when you feel less than. And, you know, you see other people who have. But, you know, I kind of was like, if I don't have it, maybe I'm not supposed to have it. And, you know, let me say this. When I was a couple weeks ago, I was with Dion. I was down at Jackson State.
Right.
And they had a bye before they played Alabama State on Saturday. And one of the things that he said, which is so Dion, and I just admire and love my brother, he said to his team, he goes, look, we have a bye week. You're going to have, you know, the next two or three days off. You'll come back for 2 days, and you'll have three more days off. And he laid out the schedule. And
right.
he says, guys, I don't want anybody getting arrested. I don't want anybody disrespecting other people. I don't want anybody taking anything that doesn't belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, do not take it. Do not steal. You know, do not get in fights.
Right.
He laid it out, and I was like, yeah, it's okay to tell somebody and to help somebody with, you know, what they could or should or not be doing.
Right.
And I think that's really important that we teach, you know, people in our society, it's okay. You know what? We're going to help you. You don't have to steal. You don't have to beat people up or mug people or, you know, I've been through that part of my life as a young person.
Right.
And it takes such discipline and such self-belief to do things differently. I want to be on the side of people, you know, who need help. I want to be that person. I don't really care if you know if I ever played or not, or, you know, doesn't matter if you know who I am. Just hang around with me. Hang around with me, and we'll inspire each other.
Well, phenomenal job, Nancy. Phenomenal. The big three. Season 5 was a success, one of the biggest seasons so far. Jersey, back-to-back champions. You guys made it back to the championship game again. Congrats on that. Your experience with Power, the bond you have with the team, can you tell us about it?
Well, as a coach, you're only as good as your players, and I have the best of the best. I mean, I have Katino Mobley, who, you know, hit the game-winning championship shot in 2018
right.
for Power.
Right.
He's our captain now that, you know, Baby and Birdman and, you know, Q Richardson and Corey Maggette, the MVP, retired.
Right.
So he's a man's man. He just gets it. He's a great leader. He does so much. I don't know where we'd be without, you know, Katino Mobley's leadership. And then we have Royce White, who is, man, you start off with two really smart guys who are great fathers, who are great
right.
influencers. And I just, I feel very fortunate to have both of them on the team. And, you know, then we picked up Glenn Rice Jr.,
yeah.
who's just a bucket, and the rest of the league, if you didn't know, they found that out.
Right.
and then, you know, my son, TJ Klein, who,
yeah.
you know, that's never easy, by the way. Anybody who has a kid, ask Doc Rivers, you know, ask anybody whose kid is playing.
Right.
Because, you know, somebody's going, well, he's a snitch. She or he's going to play him because it's their kid. Anybody who knows, like people like me or Doc Rivers knows, we'd trade you before playing you if you couldn't
right.
play.
right.
Even
right.
if, you know, we have the same, you know, family.
Yeah.
So, you know, the onus was on TJ to prove he could, you know, play at this level. I think he clearly proved that, you know. He might have been our, you know, second, third best player on our team. And he, most importantly, he earned the respect of his teammates.
Yes.
And he had to be one of the boys. He can't just be, you know, coach's son. He had to be one of the boys. And I said, you don't have to agree with everything with me. But, you know, you have to be respectful. But we have that type of team, and we had Nicholas Vitashvili, and so we were fortunate. We had a goal, and it was so cool to get back to the finals. That's the third time Power's been to the finals in five years. We were just doing the best we can. We came up short. We had a crappy, from 35 points to 50, we just did not do we didn't do a good job. I could have done a better job. Players could have done a better job. But we'll keep trying to build on it, and we'll just try to learn from what we did right and what we did wrong.
Definitely. Can't wait for season 6. It's going to be bigger than season 5. Nancy, thank you for your time. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you, John. Be well. God bless. And if you need anything during the season, just let me know.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that was WNBA legend, Basketball Hall of Famer, Big 3 head coach, Nancy Lieberman. Thanks for joining me. Catch you next time.